This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Okay, welcome back. We are the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Man, we are having a lot of fun. You got to get down here. We've moved the Spartan Mobile Studios south to Arcadia Ales and Arcadia Brewing Company in downtown Battle Creek. It's going to be a great day to be at a microbrew. It's not only a brewery, but it's also a restaurant. And I tell you what, the chefs have just thrown down some great samples of the items that are on the menu. And I ate this little thing called a smoke bomb. I'm still in recovery. But I tell you what, this nut brown ale really helped me put the fire out. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. And we are. The Spartan Mobile Studios are roaming Michigan, and we hit the honey hole this time, baby, because I love it when we get treated like royalty, and this is, I don't know, royalty probably doesn't get food this good because you've got to have some mighty good guys on the grill to be able to pull off some meat like that. Those homemade sauces, dialed in beautifully. Profile, everything's there. They're balanced. This smoke bomb, I grabbed the last one because I didn't have to wrestle it out of your hands.
No,
it's a jalapeno smoked with goat cheese wrapped in bacon, and I'm telling you, it's a beautiful little thing to do. You want a jalapeno? You want a little Halloween treat for your kids? Your trick or treat?
Actually, it was very good. I ate the whole thing at once, and it kind of lit me up. But joining us right now is the proprietor of Arcadia Ales, Tim Surprise, and he brought me a little nut brown to put the fire out. Let's talk about that nut brown, Tim.
Great time of the year for these fall seasonals, and the nut brown for us has got six premium different malts in it. It's really remarkably light in body, which I think is the reason why that helped you with that smoke bomb job. But at any rate, it's nice and easy to drink, but it's got a nice degree of roasted malt to it that will give us the chance to segue people from the wheats into something a little bit more appropriate when the weather's cooler.
Is it okay to take sides on beers? Because when I come here, I got to say that's my favorite beer you brew.
Well, I appreciate that.
I really do.
And there's a lot of people that think that's the one.
I love it.
You know, coming up in our next segment, we were going to do this steelhead recipe. We're going to bump that to the next segment. We kind of got a little long there. But anyway, we're the Grillin' Guys. We're going to talk about a little bit of fresh steelhead that'll go great with this nut brown beer. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.